ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, द स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 1, क्वेश्चंस बाय विदुरा, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 26 थ्रू 45। Vidura inquires from Uddhava. Vidura ji said, O Uddhava, please tell me whether Krishna and Balaram, who are the original personalities of Godhead, and who incarnated themselves at the request of Brahmaji, who himself was born out of the lotus flower from Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, are they doing well in the house of Shurasena? Krishna and Balaram have increased the prosperity of the world by elevating everyone. Please tell me whether the best friend of the Kurus, our brother-in-law Vasudeva, is he doing well? Vasudeva is very munificent. Vasudeva is like a father to his sisters, and Vasudeva is always pleasing to his wives. O Uddhava, please tell me, how is Prajumna, the commander-in-chief of the Yadus? He was Cupid in a former life. Rukmini bore Prajumna as her son from Lord Krishna by the grace of Brahmanas whom she pleased. O my friend, tell me whether Ugrasena, the king of the Satvatas, Rishnis, Bhojas, and Dasharhas, is he now doing well? Ugrasena went far away from his kingdom, leaving aside all hopes of his royal throne. But Lord Krishna once again installed Ugrasena as king. O gentle one, does Samba fare well? Samba exactly resembles the son of the personality of Godhead. And in a previous birth, Samba was born as Kartikeya in the womb of the wife of Lord Shiva. And now he has been born in the womb of Jambavati, the most enriched wife of Krishna. O Uddhava, does Yuyudhana fare well? Yuyudhana learned the intricacies of the military art from Arjuna, and he attained the transcendental destination, which is very difficult to reach, even for great renouncers. And please tell me whether Akura, the son of Shvalfalka, is doing well. Akura is a faultless soul surrendered unto the personality of Godhead. Akura even once lost his mental equilibrium due to ecstasy of transcendental love and fell down on the dust of the road, which was marked with the footprints of Lord Krishna. Just as the Vedas are the reservoir of sacrificial purposes, so the daughter of King Devaka Bhoja, Devaki herself, conceived the Supreme Personality of Godhead in her womb, just as Aditi did, the mother of the demigods. Is Devaki doing well? May I also inquire whether Aniruddha is doing well? Aniruddha is the fulfiller of all the desires of the pure devotees, and Aniruddha has been considered from yore to be the cause of the Rig Veda, the creator of the mind, and the fourth plenary full expansion of Lord Vishnu. O sober one, others such as Radhika, Charudeshna, Gada, and the son of Satyabhama, who all accept Lord Sri Krishna as the soul of the self, and thus who follow Krishna's path without deviation, are they all doing well? Also, let me inquire whether Maharaj Yudhishthir is now maintaining the kingdom according to religious principles and with respect for the path of religion. Formerly, Duryodhana was burning with envy because Yudhishthir was being protected by the arms of Krishna and Arjuna, as if they were his own arms. Please tell me whether the unconquerable Bhima, who is like a cobra, has released his long-cherished anger upon the sinners. The field of battle could not tolerate even the wonderful playing of Bhimasena's club when he stepped on the path. Tell me, please, whether Arjuna, whose bow bears the name Gandiva, and who is always famous amongst the chariot warriors for vanquishing his enemies, is Arjuna doing well? Indeed, Arjuna once satisfied Lord Shiva by covering him with arrows when Lord Shiva came as an unidentified false hunter. Are the twin brothers Nakula and Sahadev, who are protected by their elder brothers, are they doing well? Just as the eye is always protected by the eyelid, these two are protected by the other sons of Pritha, who snatched back their rightful kingdom from the hands of their enemy Duryodhana, just as Garuda once snatched nectar from the mouth of Indra, the thunderbolt carrier. Oh my lord, is Pritha still living? Kunti Devi lived only for the sake of her fatherless children. Otherwise, it was impossible for Pritha to live without her husband, King Pandu, who was the greatest commander and who alone conquered the four directions simply with the help of a second bow. Oh, gentle Uddhava, I simply lament for Dhritarashtra, who rebelled against his brother Pandu after his death. By him, I myself was driven out of my own house, although I am Dhritarashtra's sincere well-wisher. Only because Dhritarashtra accepted the line of action adopted by his own sons, headed by Duryodhana. But I am not astonished at this, having traveled over the world without being seen by others. The activities of the personality of Godhead, which are like those of a man in this mortal world, are bewildering to others. But I know of Krishna's greatness by his grace, and thus I am happy in all respects. Despite Krishna being the Supreme Lord, and Krishna being always willing to relieve the distress of sufferers, Krishna refrained from killing the Kurus, although they committed all sorts of sins, and although Krishna saw other kings constantly agitating the earth by their strong military movements carried out under the dictation of the three kinds of false pride: wealth, education, followers. The appearance of Lord Krishna is manifested for the annihilation of the upstarts. Krishna's activities are transcendental, and they are enacted for the understanding of all persons. Otherwise, since Krishna is transcendental to all material modes, what purpose could Krishna serve by coming to earth? Oh, my friend Uddhava, please therefore chant the glories of Lord Krishna, who is meant to be glorified in places of pilgrimage. Krishna is unborn, and yet Krishna appears by his causeless mercy upon the surrendered rulers of all parts of the universe. Only for their interest did Krishna appear in the family of his unalloyed devotees, the Yadus. Recorded March 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Vasudeva Praveda, Vasudeva Paramukha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapah, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragati, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramukha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapah, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragati, Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramukha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Param Tapah, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Paragati. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari, He Natha Narayana Vasudeva. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda, Jaya, Jaya. Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya. Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.